The Argive spear point cracked through the bony socket, shearing away the tendons, wrenched the whole arm out, and down he thundered. Darkness blanked his eyes. Typically, warriors in the Iliad get only a physically graphic reference to their death, like the one I have just read. But Homer regards Patroclus differently, and this becomes vividly apparent in Book 16 when Patroclus speaks his final words. There are a few things Homer does to convey this. Firstly, Homer directly addresses Patroclus as you in this passage. This is known as an apostrophe, and Homer does this no less than 8 times in Book 16. Homer's familiar treatment of Patroclus leads the reader to create an emotional connection with him, as Homer rarely directly addresses any of the other characters. The greater frequency with which he addresses Patroclus towards the end of his life confirms that Homer's purpose is emotive. Secondly, Homer's description of the moment Patroclus dies is exquisitely poignant. With Patroclus, Homer focuses on the metaphysical rather than describing the physical aspects of his death. Homer focuses on the qualities that Patroclus is losing, not body parts, and personifies his soul like so. His soul, having flown from his limbs, went to Hades, mourning his fate, leaving behind his manliness and youth. Why does Homer treat Patroclus differently? Because Patroclus is not just any soldier. In Book 19, Briseis, Achilles' concubine, grieves Patroclus' death, saying that he was always so kind to her and never let her weep, even though Achilles killed her husband and stole her away. Homer therefore reflects Patroclus' sympathy and kindness for Briseis in his poignant eulogy for him. The third way in which Homer emphasizes Patroclus' heroism is through his speech to Hector just before he dies. While others cower in fear before their assailants, begging for their life, Patroclus does not fear death, but almost embraces it. Rather than beg for his life, he taunts Hector, remaining victorious even after his death. He claims his death was only caused by Moira, or fate, Apollo, and Euphorbus, proving that Hector had little to do with his death in Zeus's greater plan. He is part of a greater plan alluded to twice by Zeus in Books 8 and 15, when he says, "Glorious Hector will cut him down with a spear in front of Troy, once Patroclus has slaughtered whole battalions of strong, young, fighting men." Apollo also stops Patroclus from advancing on Troy in Book 16, saying that, "It is not the will of fate that the proud Trojan citadel fall before your spear." This is the plan of Zeus, which involved the death of both Patroclus and Hector, in the course of his overall strategy for the doom of Troy. Patroclus therefore rises above the force of fear, which turns any ordinary man into stone, and renders him a corpse before he is even touched by death. As Jasper Griffin argues, the great theme of the Iliad is heroic life and death, and this becomes clear through the passage where Patroclus fights and dies. Patroclus, who would have taken Troy but for Apollo, is a clear example of a soldier whose fate got the best of him. But what makes him a hero is not only his strength, but his purpose in the greater scheme of the fall of Troy, and the emotional connection Homer creates between Patroclus and the reader, and also between Patroclus and his fellow comrades. In this way, Patroclus proves himself to be a kind, lovable, and true-hearted hero, whom Homer greatly respects. His empathetic depiction of Patroclus makes this clear, and allows the reader to make an emotional connection with him too. Now I will read the English translation of lines 843 to 863 of Book 16. "You answered him feebly, horseman Patroclus. You boast loudly now, Hector, for Zeus, the son of Cronus and Apollo, gave you the victory. They overpowered me easily, for they themselves took the armor from my shoulders. Even if 20 such as you met me, they all would have been destroyed, overpowered by my spear. But deadly fate and the son of Leto killed me, and of men, Euphorbus, but you came third in line to strip off my armor. But I will tell you another thing, and you take it to heart. Surely you yourself will not live long, but already death and strong fate loom over you, ready to beat you down by the hands of brilliant Achilles, son of Achaeus." And so, as he was speaking in this way, the end of death came over him. His soul, having flown from his limbs, went to Hades, mourning his fate, leaving behind his manliness and youth. I will now read the Greek version of this passage. Ton doligodraneon prosephes Patrocles hippiu. E de nun Hector megel eukeo, soi garedoke nikin Zdeus Cronides kai Apollon, hoi medamasan reidios, Autoi god ap omon teuca helanto. Toyutoi de per moi ecosin antibolesan, pantes cautoth holonto emo hupo duri damentes. Ala memoirole cae letus ectanen huios, andron du forbos, su demetritos exenaristes. Alo de toi ereo, su deni fresi balaos seisin. U thein u dautus deron be, ala toi ede, anki paresteken, thanatos kai moira kraite, kersi damen akeleos, amumonos aiakidao. Hos aramin eponta telos thanatoia kalupsa, psuche de gretheon ptamine aidos, de bebeke, hon potmon go osa lipus andro teta kai hebein.